Welcome back to Matt's and Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Something really funny in Virginia. This is unbelievable. One of the leading candidates for the Republican nomination for governor that's coming up in Virginia this year is a woman named Amanda Chase. She's bad news. Amanda Chase was up at the January 6th insurrection. She is pro-Trump, 24/7 Trump. She has a lip lock on Trump. And she describes herself as Trump in high heels. She has it a little wrong. Trump is Trump in high heels. He is Putin's mistress. She is must be Trump in combat boots or stilettos or sneakers or something. But she is the female Trump. That's what she says. I'm the female Trump. She and an aide were traveling in Virginia, and they decided to do, and this was a very bad idea, to do a radio interview on the phone while they were driving. This is always a very bad idea. Very bad idea. There's a guy one time running in Massachusetts, and he gets in a car accident. He was on the radio. There's a lot of unfortunate things shouted and said, and you know, it's not a good idea. If you're running for office and you're doing a radio interview and you're in a car, pull over to the side of the road. Pull over. Anyway, she's going along, and she is actually a forum that she was doing by phone in front of a gun group. And suddenly there is some kind of an episode and a road rage incident that's picked up on the radio, and her aide brandishes an AR-15 pistol and they can hear a clicking, and the guy's going, that'll get your bad. The next word begins with an A. That'll get your bad in the car, won't it? That'll get your bad. This is going out over the air. and then she goes, okay, well, we got it under control. Okay, honey, that's good. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's go back to it. Her aide pulls a pistol on another driver, and this is what goes out on the air. This is, now, she's running against Terry Colliff. Terry is a former governor of Virginia, Democrat, good guy, endorsed by everybody in the Democratic Party, by Obama, Clinton, Biden, Nancy Pelosi, everybody, all the leadership of the Democratic Party, only because he's being opposed by some people who claim they're Democrats in the primary, but would not only lose the election to Amanda Chase, but frankly, wouldn't govern the state of Virginia in any decent, recognizable fashion. So none of this directly impacts Wisconsin. I think Terry is going to win, but and it really helps that he's running against Amanda Chase. And word to Amanda Chase, Trump in heels, supposedly, that's what she says, at the January 6th insurrection. She's 24/7 Trump. But word, don't do radio interviews. Don't do forums that go out over the air and are picked up. And if you do, if you're packing, don't clock it, don't cock it so that people can hear the metal clicking, and don't say stuff like, that'll get your bad, begins with an A, in the car, won't it? Won't it? You know, none of this. Remember a former governor of Virginia. His name was Thomas Jefferson. You heard of him? Wrote the Declaration of Independence. One of the principal drafters of our Constitution. He was governor of Virginia, and now Amanda Chase wants to be governor of Virginia. Give me a break. Give me a break. There got to be some standards. There really have got to be some standards. I'll tell you, the situation in Afghanistan is perilous. We are withdrawing, supposedly after peace talks with the Taliban. Having peace talks with the Taliban is like having peace talks with ISIS or Al-Qaeda. They'll say anything. They'll grin. It means nothing. These people are Islamic terrorists. That's what the Taliban is. And now that the United States is leaving, they've done a couple of things. They've set up checkpoints around the country, choking off the country, isolating its urban areas. They are launching attacks on the airports as our troops fly out. They're actually firing at us as our troops leave. And we have jets coming off our aircraft carrier that are bombing the hell out of them. And they just did another suicide bombing. 27 people were killed in an urban area. And they claimed during the peace talks, they agreed not to commit suicide bombings. Afghanistan is being taken over by Al-Qaeda. It's being taken over by Al-Qaeda. The minute they get in, they will murder anybody in the Afghan army or the police who at all cooperate with the Afghan government of the United States. They will murder or physically deface any girl who goes to school. They will murder, humiliate, or disgrace any woman who's seen public where they can even see her ankles. And what really concerns me the most, and I think most people, is there are a number of good people in Afghanistan. The population, everybody's a good person, but the population has a number of people that worked as interpreters, as frankly, soldiers with the Americans who will all be targeted for murder. And I think it's important that the United States government do what we did for the Hmong in South Vietnam, who fought on our side. The Hmong are great, great fighters. And you know, what really disturbs me is in this country, the Hmong in Wisconsin and elsewhere frequently are subjected to racial abuse and ridicule and all that. They were our allies against the Viet Cong. They were allies against Victor Charlie, against the North Vietnamese Army, the NVA. And we rescued them, and we should have. Should do the same for Afghanistan. You can't leave people over there who are interpreters in a small village somewhere and have murderous Islamic terrorists come in to murder and torture them. You can't have that. You just can't have it. So the problem with Afghanistan is, yeah, it has a couple of urban areas, but basically the rest of it is two guys and a donkey driving along with a carrying a gun and no electronics. Can't target them. Bombing targets are difficult to figure out. We don't want that. The Afghanistan people are good people. They have a corrupt, vicious form of culture. That's all they are. You got to say it. You got to say it. When we train troops in this country, we bring the Afghans over, 40% of them desert, and they fade into the American countryside, American cities. They want out. These are not human cultures over there. And I don't mean just because they're even pre-medieval, technologically or anything like that. There's some very capable people. What they are is, in terms of murder of women, absolute conformity to a vicious culture. That's what I'm talking about. We got to do something for the people that helped us. And the other thing we got to do is, the reason we went in the first place is because Osama bin Laden was hiding there, and they, Taliban will continue to hide people from ISIS and Al-Qaeda. And we have simply got to change, instead of sending American troops in there in a land war in Asia, which is what it was, we lose thousands of people, just have to target them and drone them. Target them and drone them. Whenever they bring in Al-Qaeda, ISIS people, target and drone them. They can't be permitted to spread their poison around. But that's what's happening there. You can't withdraw from Afghanistan in any orderly way with a peace agreement with your successor. We've got to support the Afghan army, and we've got to support the Afghan government and hope that they can contain them, even though they have the same culture. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.